Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We are talking every single episode of every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits. Streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. Welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Andrew's already here. What's up, glasses?
And shave face, baby.
Shave face glasses.
New look, new year.
New look, new year, new you. You just were on Instagram this morning. Someone sent me your story that said, it said, recommend a good personal trainer that will come to me.
Yep.
It was a demand.
Yes.
It was, and someone goes, shouldn't it say recommend a good personal trainer who will come to me? And I said, yes, that's true, but whatever.
I'm not training my brain.
Yeah, we know that. one bound.
Amtrak. Choo choo.
Okay. What percentage of that is you actually looking for a personal trainer because you can't find one via Google? And what percentage of that is you wanting to get a little bit of a freebie from someone who.
No freebie. Mm-hmm. No freebie. Okay, I'm not looking for a freebie.
Why can't you just ask? Why don't you just.
Well, Brenna recommended that she would do it. Because I think that there's an old fashioned way of like, hey, who's the best in town?
Oh, there you is an old people. Fashioned way. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you.
Wait, so Brenna said she might be your personal trainer?
She said she would do it, but I
bet she would be great at it.
She really would be, but I just think like, I only like being told what to do so much. You know what I mean?
A personal trainer, you're just. Brenna, you could be like, no, I don't want to do that. But a personal trainer, you're going
to. Sometimes I try to impress strangers more than my girlfriend or my best friends.
Totally.
It's so pathetic. I don't know why that brain thing is like that.
I do it all the time, I think. Why is that? Even today I went to the lounge in our building and I started working as soon as one other person was in there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was trying to impress them. And I was doing some work in the lobby of my hotel the other day and there was a chance to sit in this chair like, behind this woman or at this table where this woman was next to me working. And it just makes me work harder to have people around.
Is a stranger.
If I'm alone in a gym, not going to do as impressive of a job. If I'm on a treadmill in front of some like fit people, that's going to be a good workout with good posture.
I
mean,
there's a reason why classes exist, I guess. But yeah, I don't know why, but it's like,
I think it's competitiveness. I think you both have a competitiveness in you.
I know, but why wouldn't I want to impress the person that I want to actually really impress the most?
Because you know that they're
gonna love me unconditionally.
Fooled by you. Yes, they're not going to be fooled by you.
Yeah.
Or you know, they know the real you. So you know, because we project so much because we know how we feel about strangers and how much we like. Fill in the blanks of what they're presenting and like, oh my God, their life must be. I look at a girl with like multiple necklaces, which yes, I wear multiple necklaces now, but I go, her life must be so organized. She must have like a cute house that's clean and like she cleans it herself and she has like different soaps that she like loves the scents of and like she shops for them especially. Yeah, candles and scents, and it's like her special scent and she like knows what flowers she likes. And like,
and can name them like all like different
opinions
kind of,
about things. Like knows what she likes, whereas I'm just
spends
someone
a Sunday
like,
with her grandma.
I don't need to do that.
Pass. That's where you draw the line.
No, I was just writing a sample chapter of my book and attempting to, and I was talking about some hotel I was staying at, and I was like, I picked this hotel because. You know, a production company was putting me up in LA and I'd never stayed there as a guest in LA where I got to pick the hotel where they're like, anywhere you want to stay, we'll pay. And I was like, instead of Googling it or doing research, I just went with the hotel that I knew a rich friend of mine who has good taste and like dresses cool stayed
ask
at.
A friend.
Ask,
that's
didn't
my
even
point.
Ask him. But it goes to this thing
but
of
you
my
knew.
Life.
But you knew that
I
they
would
liked it.
I would rather in some aspects of my life trust someone who I project coolness onto than what I actually like.
Yes.
Now
that makes sense.
Like music, I know what I like. Movies, TV, I know what I like. Clothing, I'm somewhere in between. I will sometimes wear things that I don't like because I know that they're cool. You know,
my whole life, this is who I am. I was a skateboarder.
But do you like?
I like
the
Rage Against
the
Machine. I
did
mean,
you
they
actually
were okay.
Like them?
They were okay.
Right.
But I got in. That was my, you know, we've both kind of been that way of being like a chameleon.
Music and comedy and TV. Like, I knew that I had good taste in those aspects.
Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah.
But
I mean,
when it comes to fashion, home decor, cars, scents. Scents is the one that I will never reach a place. Not never, but I don't trust what I think smells good in terms of perfume. I just, that is something for some reason. I will just blindly trust someone who looks clean and pretty, like whatever they wear. I
now,
will just
is that
get
because
it
you
without
feel,
smelling it.
Do you feel
and
like
I'll wear it.
You don't use, like even before a COVID thing,
I'm stained.
Sense of smell?
I'm stained. I innately don't, I'm a stained person. That's how
meaning
I feel.
Meaning you're gross.
I'm gross.
Okay.
And so I don't know what good, I don't know what clean and neat and crisp and beautiful smell like because
I feel that
even,
way
yeah I
with
I just,
food even though I love food but if I'm out at a restaurant I'll go to my friend who like I assume knows food or knows wine I'll just be like what is that because I can't even wrap my brain around
seafood
like,
I would not do that for
seafood
because I know what I like
yeah
and I feel like I have a very
well you
refined.
Have a very yeah but for me like I'll eat a pretty
but
much
that's
anything
smart it sounds like because you're
I'm trusting someone else that...
You're doing it out of, I want to experience new things. I'm doing it out of, I don't trust what I like. Because I do like certain smells. I love the orange Myers cleaning scent. It's gardenia. I fucking love it.
Okay. That's
but
a start.
I've bought perfumes before that I go, you know what, Nikki, you like this. Get it. And then I show it to my friends who are like clean and beautiful mm-hmm. people that are just like naturally... And they're like, it's all right. And I'm just like, I shall never wear it again. I can't... I will abandon something I like in terms of when it comes to aesthetics and smells.
Okay.
Instantly.
Now, do you ask your boyfriend cool. if they like that smell?
The guy I'm seeing hates any scent.
Any scent of a
yeah,
woman.
But he only has 60% of his smell back. So from having COVID.
Yes.
So, and I think he's exaggerating a little bit because why not? But because... Let me just tell you, when I had a UTI, things were not great one morning. And if
you smelled it?
I smelled myself. Oh. And I was like, what the fuck? It, you know what it smelled? I'm just going to be honest here.
Yeah.
When I had a UTI, as I disclosed the other day,
and it's totally gone. I'm still taking the antibiotics, but it's gone. And
yeah,
I don't have like my pussy will smell sometimes just like from no, don't do that. It'll just, you know, you have like a you have a vagina out there or a girlfriend that has a vagina. Some days it's just going to like smell because you haven't washed in a while and it's like, you know, urine, just must sweat. Just, you know, like the way a shirt would smell if you wore it all day. It's like, it's not like, but then there's this one kind of smell that I've only smelled before. In the bathroom at Sirius, when we used to work there, some days I would walk in and there would be a fog of just a, almost a ghost of a bacterial infection.
Like
it would be
almost see it.
It was, it smelled like a fish market. It was so thick and putrid. It felt like I was in, you know, it would be like a cartoon smell, you know, that you could see. And some days you just walk into a stall and be like, that poor woman, she obviously has BV, bacterial vaginosis. Like there's a bacterial thing going on and she doesn't know because she's smelling it constantly, or she does know it. But I smelled that smell on myself unintentionally one morning after the first night of feeling like I was coming down with something. I slept on it, but like I didn't know what to do. I slept with a towel between my legs because my vagina was just like weeping
Pepe
all night. It was just like tearing up. And in the morning I felt fine. Like I was just in bed, like laying there, and I felt fine. And I'm, you know, smooching my man and like getting a little amorous. And then we start hooking up. I'm in the mood for it. And oh my God, I was like horrified at how bad I smelled. Like, and I was like, oh my God, something's wrong. And if he had his 60% of his smell back, he would have stopped what he was doing.
Oh,
he
you think he has less than 60% then?
Only because I could smell it from where I was. And he was not like, he was closer to it. He wasn't going down on me, but he was closer to it. If he didn't have any reaction, which I saw, like, we're close enough that he'd be like, babe, what's going, you know, like it was at that point I was about to say something. I put a pillow over my face because I couldn't enjoy what was happening.
You're killing yourself.
Because of bad, how bad it was.
Now you think.
And that's why I think he has less than 60%.
I thought this whole time that you were talking about that he was lying about that he had more than 60.
No, I think he has less.
So you think your puss smelled so bad a guy with, I don't know, 7% could have smelled that thing.
Absolutely. No, I think he's probably down to 10%, but whatever it was, it didn't cut through because.
Maybe that's the cure.
Well, maybe it did and he just didn't tell me.
Maybe
but
it was a 10 and
he
then
would not have been able to stay hard.
The horrible smell of your pussy got him to 60. Like it opened up his nostrils.
Oh yeah, it's like smelling salts. Like it like could wake someone up. It was so bad.
So what did you do? Did you stop?
Shout out to
business?
Any girls out there that have had smelly pussies. It happened to me. I'm a clean person, and it happened to me. It wasn't my fault. It was just
Can you bottle that? Maybe this is a business.
It was.
There was
so
that one girl. She made $200,000 selling farts.
Farts. I know.
You got to sell BV.
No one wants that. Farts guys really get off on. I'm sure there's one guy who's fetishizes like you know. Bacterial infections in women's vaginas, but
a dead tuna. Yeah. What? So what did you do? Did you stop the ship? You said
no.
Look.
We finished. I put a pillow over my head. It was feeling good. It didn't feel bad. It was just there was the smell of something bad that later came back because for whatever reason the infection would like heat up at night and really hurt at night. But in the morning I didn't feel it at all. I just smelled the aftermath and I was like, Jesus Christ. And then I realized that's the smell I smell in the bathroom sometimes when I go in after a woman and she's long gone. I mean, she was there weeks ago and it's you can still smell it and you go, what happened to her? And now I know it's just she has a UTI.
I've experienced, you know, working as a fishmonger, I experienced a similar kind of feel.
A fish had a UTI.
Yeah, I fucked a fish. I mean, burned my dick. No, I.
You would smell like it.
I would. Yeah, dude. And you just, it's very embarrassing. You know it. You try to pretend that no one else knows it, but everyone knows it.
Oh.
And, you know, it's like bad breath. I don't know. I don't know what you do.
But
do you
bad
put an
breath,
Altoid in your pussy? What do you got to.
Yeah, I would. I think there should be little Listerine pack strips for your pussy because it's wet enough down there that
strip
they would dissolve.
Strip for a strip. Yeah.
That's a good idea. No, you just don't have sex when you have a UTI. I didn't know I had a UTI at that point.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a little stingy the night before. And then I... But
you threw a Mentos in
I
your pussy,
say,
it would explode like
thought,
a Diet Coke. Like,
oh my God. It would start foaming. I never thought I would be able to admit that my vagina stank, ever.
Good for
and
you.
And I'm really proud of myself. Right? But I don't even think I would have done it 3 months ago. I'm not kidding you. Because it's so humiliating to be some... But I realized in that moment, much like I realize a lot of things that I feel such shame for, I didn't want it to smell. It's not so. It's not inherently who I am. I just had a lot of fucking sex before that. I got a UTI, which is a common thing. And one of the side effects is that you have a smelly pussy. And I washed it as soon as I could. It wasn't like I was like, oh, you know, I'll just wing it. I knew he had COVID nose, so he wasn't smelling it, or else I would have stopped things. If I would have seen any kind of grimace on his face or like the hairs on his beard start to singe off, I would have stopped things.
COVID nose. So I knew we could keep going because he had COVID nose.
It is. There's something wonderful about having a guy that has no sense of smell.
Yeah. Or anything.
Because now I can wear perfumes and stuff because he used to hate that stuff. And now I'm like, oh, I can kind of
spray. It's like flicking off a blind guy. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or telling a deaf guy, go fuck yourself behind his back. It's like having a guy with no sense of taste or smell.
Flicking off a blind guy is so funny. I've never even thought of that. What's it like living with your lady? How it's been less than a week.
Yeah, we're still in the stage of just getting moving. Amazon boxes, and it's like we haven't even had time to just like.
You're living in more of a cardboard box than most homeless people right now, based on how many boxes are in your.
Yeah, honestly. And I got to tell you, it feels good. I don't know. I think it's my future, to be honest. But no, you just break down fucking boxes. That's all our lives are. And maybe people that live in houses don't have to break down the box. Maybe they could just put it out there.
No. You think you just stack boxes in the street, and then who breaks it down for you? The garbage man?
Tom Petty?
What?
Break down. Go ahead.
No.
Give it to
one me. Bound.
One bound.
Wait. So, yes. Well, I've been breaking down boxes in this house.
Yes.
Hold. Forever. And you've done some of them for me. It's fucking hell.
Yes. Yes.
It's hell.
I don't know why. It's the first three... It's great. It's like you rip them and you fucking feel
well,
that.
You got to
like,
do it with a knife. You got that makes it so much easier, dude. Mm.
I know. Doing I'd it cut with myself your, though.
Oh no, you wouldn't. You just slice down the middle, and then it's so much easier. All right. Oh god.
Yeah, I think there's probably a YouTube video that will instruct you.
Just go down the side of the middle, slice it, and then rip the sides because they come off easier when you have a.
If you want to see ADD, look at how I rip boxes.
I know. I bet it's the same way you chew a straw.
Yeah, it's ugly. It's a mess. It's
and it just makes messes everywhere. Then little pieces fly off. It's there's no organization.
And then you spend time getting the little pieces each one.
Yeah,
it's
a mess.
But anyways, so other than that, I mean, I fucking love it, dude. I feel so at ease with her, and I don't know. There's like there really is no percentage in me and being like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah.
It's just not there, and it's weird that it's not there to me, but it's not, and I'm really. Like, I love her coming home and, like, watching. We're watching The O.C. again, which I've seen, like, 40 times.
California. Is she mocking the fashions and stuff? Because she was just a baby when that stuff was going on. So she doesn't.
Oh, yeah. She was an embryo when.
But, I mean, like, it was just so normal to us. But is there anything that she's observing in it as someone who was
it
a child?
Holds up, actually, okay. I think. And, I, you know, I
God,
always.
Seth was so cute.
I always
Jesus
thought I was
Christ.
A Seth. Because I'm Jewish in a Christian town. He's funny. And I remember I told my buddy Casey, I go, you know, I was watching it again a couple years ago. And I was like, I'm such like a Seth. He's like, you're fucking the dad. You're older than the dad. Your eyebrows, first
you're
of all.
Peter Gallagher.
Yeah, dude. If anything, I might be the grandpa. Like I was like literally like attributing myself still to Seth. And I'm just like, he's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? And
I still want to be Kelly Kapowski or, you know.
Yeah, back then, though. Like, you could watch it back then and still relate to yourself now.
Like, yeah, I think that they still, there was something else I was watching recently where I was like, or, you know, even Sex and the City, like old episodes, I still look at them as like adults. And even though they're younger than me.
Yeah. Like it's like I'm older than LeBron James. And maybe because he's tall. Maybe taller people seem older.
That could be.
No, but you know what? I don't know what it is. Like,
no, because you always thought of basketball stars when you were a kid
as
older.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and I think it's just.
Yeah.
It's so weird when you. How that doesn't change, though. How I still watch Sex and the City, and they seem like old ladies to me. I mean, now they are, but like this, the original one. Did you watch any of the new ones?
I saw half of the first season, first episode.
That's enough.
When she started doing the podcast thing,
oh, God.
It made me so hate myself for doing podcasts. That's how bad it was.
I know.
Also, the other co-host, I mean, Bobby Lee, great, whatever. Did that other woman in it? She just came off in it, that elevator where she's like, "You better."
She's kid.
Oh, so
it kid. Made me want to smoke pot though. She's just like smoking pot in that elevator. I was like, God, that looks so good. Let's take a short break and we'll come back with the news.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek and then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, let's get to the news for the first time this week.
Let's do it. I mean, it's been a while. I hope you had all the swells out there. It's been about a couple weeks. It's Wednesday, folks.
You know what that means? Wait, you didn't let me play the...
It is Wednesday. All right, let's play it now.
Okay.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Okay, a scorned woman stuffs dead fish through her ex's mail slot daily as revenge in the hopes that he will want her back. She calls it my toxic trait.
So wait, what?
There's a TikTok trend right now of people putting up their toxic traits. This is a lot on TikTok of people doing like horrible shit knowing that it will get views.
Oh, God.
And they'll be like, do for the talk. Do for the talk. Beat the shit out of that old man or whatever, you know, yeah, whatever it is to just get one viral video. Like, I don't know how many people have gone to jail to get a viral video, but it's probably been a lot. So this girl every day puts a dead fish.
And she filmed herself doing it?
Yeah.
And it's called My Toxic Trait?
And everyone's like, oh, you're so quirky. Oh, this is so funny.
Has he seen this yet? Or has he responded to her? Has he reached out to her?
I don't know. Noah, do we know if there was a response?
Investigate that hard.
But it has over 2 million views. I mean, what have you done out of spite that I...
That's a good question.
I'm too lazy to be spiteful.
Well, that's not ever going to get a guy back. Like, I feel like it's such a hard place to be in when you get rejected and you want someone back, because the only way to really get them back is to act like you don't care.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do, and doing nothing is so fucking hard. And, you know,
does she buy a fish every morning? You know? You know what they say.
She's doing it for the talk. She's not doing it to get this guy back. Yes, there's no way she exactly thinks this is going to work.
That's life. Like, life right now is for the internet, for the person that you're... It's a stranger.
Yeah.
It's a stranger thing.
I just...
Caring about the stranger.
It is.
And celebrity.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything... I mean, I've been terrible to people that have hurt me before, and I really regret some of the things I did. I mean, I you know, Zach Sherwin was on our show, MC Mr. Napkins, who he doesn't go by that name anymore, but he was a guy I dated, and he wrote a rap song about me that hurt my feelings after we broke up. And I mean,
if only
I did
he had
everything.
COVID knows, you would have been fine. You know what I mean? God. COVID knows would have saved you there.
That would have. Oh my God. I did date a guy once who had no sense of smell.
Oh.
Yeah. And when we hooked up for the first time, because it was like a long distance thing, and then we met up in a city and that we were both visiting, and we got to the hotel and he took a shit and didn't know how bad it smelled. And I was like really turned off by the smell, but I still hooked up with him. But I just knew that he didn't smell it. But I feel like you would be extra vigilant if you didn't know.
I think, yeah, your other senses, you could hear how loud the shit hit the water. Like, other things would pick up on the fact.
You would just be so paranoid about smelling because you have no sense of smell that you would, you know? But he didn't get, I mean, that was just a thing. So I've done things to, I know I wanted to make him feel really bad for what I just wanted to make him hurt as much as he had hurt me. And these were all, every time I've done that, it's been a guy that I pretty much have, you know, said, oh, they're never gonna like me again. I might as well just.
I mean, it sounds cheesy, but like the person you're hurting over and over again is yourself, because you're not letting it go. So every day it's like.
And you still like them because love and hate are the same thing. It's just like the opposite.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that this girl goes and buys a fish every morning instead of moving on.
The worst is if you don't care. When someone doesn't care about you and just moves on. That's the most painful thing you could do to someone.
I love the idea of this guy, like, making fish with his eggs. Everyone, like, thanks. Wow. Free fish.
He thinks he did, like, a subscription service.
And he forgot. He did it late night on Amazon.
And he's like, no cardboard either that I have to, like,
just a fish every morning.
Wait a second. Have you ever done anything spiteful? Noah? Noah, I'm going to ask you next, so you're on deck.
I think I've done things in the moment, like in college, in jealous rage.
Have you ever said, my biggest fear is just someone saying something super mean to me after a rejection. That's why, you know, I've said this before, it's why I never liked to criticize anyone, because I feel like they can just come back at me and say the meanest thing.
No, I've never been in a relationship where, like, if I'm ending it, like, I don't want to add to that, obviously. But in reaction...
No, if they end it with you.
So there was a time...
They're like, I don't want you anywhere. You're fat. Like, that kind of thing that guys do sometimes.
Well, she had a close guy friend who I could have swore they were fucking. And I got drunk, and I knew that he was over there. And I went over there, like, in a jealous, drunk rage in college. Like, pounding on the door. like that whole look. Oh, I fought a guy in a bar over her, and literally over her.
Was this one of the guys she was grinding with? Oh no, that was.
Oh yeah, yeah. I told you that. Yeah, she was grinding with the guy. I was hammered.
It was actually Tom Takar who had that story, but I love that you also had a girlfriend who was grinding with guys, and you just had to watch.
Oh, really?
But I just confused your story. Like, yeah. Oh, but that's the thing that girls just did to make guys jealous. She just go grind and be like, what? I'm dancing.
Yeah, I'm just fucking.
That's just, we're just dancing.
But your pants are off. Ugh,
it's like crazy.
Yeah, so they're grinding.
Yeah.
And I go up in a jealous rage. We're not dating. We're like in a break or whatever, but we just hooked up maybe the night before. And I went up and I go, stop dancing with her. Like, oh. I like turned into Batman. But just fat man, because I drank too much whiskey. And I was like, fat man, my body's falling apart. So I go to him, I go,
oh, you start grinding on the other side of him?
Yeah.
Just like, hey man, like whispering in his ear, like.
You will.
Oh my god!
And every morning I'd show up at his fraternity,
did you, like,
and I'd
grab her
with him.
And go like, no, honey, so get out of the way. Or were you literally like,
literally?
Just,
so
still
this is
dancing.
What I did. This is a true story. I go up, and I go, let go of her. You're done grinding with her. And he's looking at me like, who? Like, there's no context here. I just went up, you know. I like floated in.
You were like, that's the
it's a loud lady. Bar. He just probably hears. He probably sees this. So I go, let go of her. Stop grinding. And I go, you have to count to three. To like,
you
swear to my life.
You have to count to three. You fucked
not
up
him,
the threat.
Guy, no, no, no. I said, you have, wait.
Till the count of three.
You have to count. Yeah, yeah. You have to.
You have to count to three. It's so funny to say to someone. I bet you did say that. It's you have till the count of three. Okay.
He got the two and he just didn't know what.
Oh my God.
So I go like this. I swear to God, I go one. I started counting with my hands. I go two.
What song's playing? Yeah, yeah.
Three
yeah.
Doors Down. So I go one, two, three, and I just attack him. Like
when you
over
got to
her,
two, were you like, fuck, I have to do this?
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe he didn't grind me.
How anything. Drunk were you? Were you? You remember this, so you weren't that drunk.
I was fucked up.
You don't
know
get
why.
Blackout drunk, right?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
You do
but
remember
for
this.
Some reason, I remember this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, maybe just whatever. So I start fighting him, right?
Yeah.
And he lifts me, picks my shirt over my head, so I'm just punching. I can't see him. But I somehow make out his face and like with my shirt over my head and I hit him and I go to swing again and I'm just like punching air. I'm like, what the hell? I take the shirt off. He's on the ground. Like I nailed him pretty
damn.
Good. Yeah. So then she's still grinding him. No, 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 no. So then the lights came on in the bar.
So now everyone, or is it closing time?
No, it's just like music stops, lights on. I'm thrown out. Like literally, like picked up by like three bouncers,
like a battering ram,
and I'm like outside being tossed. Like, I can't believe, fuck her, and I'm punching. I start punching like a fence.
God, always such a cool look, like punching inanimate objects when you're angry.
Just punching a fence, and then
never has that once looked cool.
Then called her probably like 1,000 times that night, being like,
"What did you do in the morning?"
I mean, I was.
Did you ever see the guy again?
No.
No, no fallout from that. Did you guys get back together?
Maybe a year later. I don't know. Maybe a month later.
Yeah.
But she was big on, like, if I, like you said, like, when I stopped fighting. Like, I remember we went to, like, Acapulco for my senior spring break. And I got in the best shape of my life. I was, like, doing me. I didn't talk to her once in Acapulco. Made out with, like, two girls. Like, was just, like, completely,
yeah,
like, for
the
first
revenge
time.
Revenge body.
Revenge body. And then I literally got back to New Orleans. She comes over that night. We have sex. And then I'm, like, crying outside her place that night. Like, she got me, like, that. Like,
it's like a
instant.
Drug.
Yeah.
You got sober from it. You got in great shape.
I did everything
shape,
I could do. Yeah.
White-knuckling it. And then the second you get back in.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and but you know, that's probably why I was single for another 20 years because I didn't want any of the, I didn't want to punch a fence.
Yeah.
I'm not a punching fence guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Was like, it a chain link? Wooden?
It was wooden. I punched a hole through it.
Really?
Yeah. Wilson got hit in the head.
Hey, neighbor. That hurt. Oh, my God.
We finally saw what he looked like.
Well, I mean, his face was bloodied, but it was, he was obscured again.
It was bloody to hear.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I was spiteful in the moment, but yeah. Never. I feel like you've been spiteful
calculating.
Yeah, that's why. I think
we were just talking about how, like, someone could fear, like, getting involved with a girl because they might hurt her, and then what could happen. And I was like, well, that doesn't. Like, why do you get scared of hurting me or whatever it could be? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wait, you should be. I'm not crazy. I'm just smart and.
Yeah, that's the scariest person.
Yeah. But the thing is, I definitely think that was me. Like, when if someone doesn't like me, go.
Yes.
Before, if you didn't like me, I would try to convince you that you should like me.
You probably yourself a little more now.
Yeah. It's just, it's not the who I am anymore to operate that way, like, out of spite. I'm not saying, I don't want to say never, but it's just, I don't know. When guys don't like me now, I'm just like, you're dumb. Like, how could you not? Noah, when have you been spiteful and what did you do?
All right. So, the story that I can think of that I think I can share is, I guess I was being spiteful because I was locked into this relationship where we were break up and get back together. And I was like, I'm going to do something or he will never take me back. So, we had broken up.
Oh, burn it down.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Village and I got my nipples pierced by a guy who looked like Slash from Guns N' Roses.
You got your nipples pierced? Yeah.
Hence the bruising.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Noah, yeah. You finally got what you wanted.
Yeah, you didn't have to
bloodied
have them suck.
Bloodied and bruised.
Yeah, he put a hole in them with his teeth.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I don't have them anymore.
Did you go alone or did you bring a friend?
I took my best friend, Rob, with me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know him.
And I was just like...
Wait, are they still pierced?
No.
I have no idea.
I don't have them anymore. I took them off...
Rock and roll.
Like, end of 20s. Like, all through my 20s, I went with them.
So, wait. So, you get your nipples pierced, and then you go back to... Okay. So, how does this burn it down?
Because he didn't like piercings and stuff like that. So, I was like, he will never think I'm attractive again. We'll never get back together.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever hook up with him after that and realize he didn't really care about the nipples being pierced?
Did we hook up? I don't think so. I think it's something that I did to keep me from going back more than him going up.
Couldn't have been, though, because I've done this before. So with Chris, who I've broken up with a lot, he's the one that like doesn't like scents. He doesn't like candles. He doesn't like perfumes. I never like got to put candles in my apartment because he just never liked that smell. And so when we broke up, we still remained friends and he came over to like pick up my dog once and like it was the week and there was candles everywhere. And it was me.
That's your nipples getting
pierced.
You know,
it was my version of like this thing I finally get to do that I've always wanted to do. Fuck you. I'm going to like, it was a fuck you, but it was also like, you knew if this guy really loved you, the nipple thing wouldn't be a deal breaker. You knew you were burning it to the ground. You were trying to be yourself finally.
Yeah.
You know, like you're trying to be the biggest version of yourself to go.
It was like an emancipation.
Like finally I can be myself. And I think that I know this isn't going to make you hate me forever, but it's just going to show you that I was trying to be good for you and that I was trying my best. I was keeping a part of myself locked away because I wanted to keep you. And so you'll see now that like you kept me down. Like that's almost that.
Yeah.
And now I would just like, I have candles because it's like, it's my place. And if he wants to come over, I'll blow them out of courtesy, but he's got COVID nose, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they smell like dirty vag.
Yeah.
But wait, so
I should do a Gwyneth Paltrow candles. You know, she has one that smells like vagina.
Yeah.
Mine should smell like BV.
Yeah, just put a fish in that mail slot of yours.
Oh my God, it's coming full circle.
Damn drip. So wait, do you think though, like how, because I don't think the answer is to get rid of your candles if you're dating someone that hates candles.
No, like, it is because if he didn't like it really bothered him, the sound. Okay. Like, it's something that it actually, you know, it's like if...
But if your nipples are pierced, like, right? And this guy goes, well, I don't really prefer piercings. Like, I think it's kind of dirty.
That's
fucked up.
That's
to
not
me.
A like. That's not a sensory thing that causes you to get a headache.
Well,
or something,
it's a sensory,
you know,
if he sees it and he's turned off.
I guess I don't know. I mean,
I'm just saying. Like, what's the answer? Like, do you then?
Well, you have candles, but you blow them out when he comes over. You have nipple rings, but you don't.
You
just
take them out when you fuck.
Or? No, you just say, "Listen, sorry."
That's what I'm saying. So then, I think you keep the. Or maybe you find a candle that he, maybe it smells like a sports jersey of his favorite hockey player.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that I do.
I don't know what the answer is.
And I think a lot of girls get, because guys are always like, don't get your boobs done. Don't get your lips done.
Yeah.
Because they think you're trying to be hotter to get a hotter guy. That's what guys really do think. Don't do
can
this
I,
thing.
Can I
don't
be
do
honest
this.
Though? I don't think it's just that. I think for me, like, because, you know, whatever.
Because
like,
I love you and I don't want you to change your face. It's perfect the way it is.
But that's the honest truth. Like, you already, it's not that I'm scared of the other guy. It's that you've already, like, so, but, like, I get also, like, doing it for you, and it's not about me at all.
But, you know, how often do people get haircuts and dye their hair and do, I got Invisalign because I was going through a breakup. I was just like, you just want to change something
like
about
revenge,
yourself.
Yeah.
And I wonder what that is because I've cut my hair, which makes it look worse, in my opinion. I've dyed my hair, which makes it look worse, in my opinion. It wasn't things to make me look hotter to be like, you're going to rue the day. It's like almost, it's almost like what Noah did, which is like doing something
like
that'll make them go, ugh.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't know why we do that. So it's like we either get revenge body and we actually, but then that hurts you in other ways too, because, you know, maybe you're just so focused on getting abs that you think it'll be the cure to your happiness. But,
yeah.
Or we, you know, it's like either you
reinventing
hit the, you hit the bottle or you hit the gym. Like, it's a negative, it's a strong, full throttle. My mom, she liked
the
waddle.
You hit the bottle or you go full throttle. It's all connected. Can we do one more news story before we get to break?
Yeah, okay. I kind of like this one. Kim Kardashian has seemingly unfollowed Miley Cyrus.
I loved this one. I was dying to talk about this. Holy shit. So Pete and Miley do New Year's Eve together.
Yes.
And
Fallon together as well.
So they did a lot of things together.
Great connection.
So funny. Good chemistry. Yeah. Good comedic energy. And then something happened where then Pete obviously reconnects with Kim Kardashian after doing New Year's Eve with Miley, and Kim unfollows Miley, which is hilarious that people pay that close attention, but of course they do. So what this means is that Miley either disparaged Kim in some way or tried to fuck Pete, but I'm guessing it's the first one. Like, she maybe, there's something she did where
it
wasn't cool to Pete
story.
In some way.
It's in the story.
Wait, we know what she did?
So
before their special, oh, sorry, go ahead, Noah.
No, you deliver it. You're the news person.
No, I'm just reading the notes. So Cyrus seemingly put the moves on Davidson while promoting the event, serenading him on The Tonight Show.
Okay,
and singing,
saw that.
It should have been me.
Yeah, well, that was all joke.
Then she was she was seen walking out of his apartment.
Oh, maybe that she just
following
is like,
the Tonight Show appearance, Cyrus was spotted heading to Davidson's. She went all the way to the Staten Island condo.
Yeah, I mean,
that's tough to get back.
Following Fallon or
following,
or after New
following
Year's Eve?
The appearance of The Tonight Show.
Okay, they still had to work on bits, so they might have been going over stuff.
That's true, too. Mm.
I think that's what we're saying it's about, is her jealousy, but I think it's because Miley and Pete aren't cool either. And we can't really track if he's following her and if they had a falling out, but I'm guessing something happened between them and Kim is just being... supportive of that.
Supportive.
Like, I think Miley and Pete clashed in some way.
Yeah.
And that Pete told, and Pete's done with Miley. And so out of support, Kim is like, yeah, fuck her.
Oh.
That is my thought process.
Interesting.
I love how
we make it though about like she does it. She thinks she's trying. I would never, if I was jealous of a girl trying to fuck my boyfriend, I would keep following her. I wouldn't, if I unfollowed her, that means I'm threatened by you. You have a reason to.
Would you mute her?
No, I wouldn't even. I'd probably mute her because she can't tell on her end.
Yeah, she can't tell on her.
But no,
you kind of. I feel like you like to see the boogeyman.
I do not. Well, first of all, if I,
you know,
if
what
I
mean?
Sense that someone wanted to fuck my boyfriend, which I believe me happens a lot because I've seen it, I would be very turned on. I would be like, good. Someone, Miley Cyrus, wants to fuck my boyfriend. I would not be threatened by it at all because he would go be with her if he wanted to be with her.
But I could see Kim being threatened. Miley is an amazing performer. She doesn't have any kids. She has been married.
Yeah, so let him go.
She's younger.
You're going to lose him if he's going to go with her. You're going to lose him anyway. Let him go.
Kim is like a boss. I don't think she's... Huh? I don't think Kim is.
No. I think she is a boss, but there are certain things attention. That Miley can do that she can't do.
Right, but I think the way I interpreted it was that Kim was like, "I'm not going to pay you any mind. You do not exist to me," and it was like unfollowed.
But she unfollowed her. That's paying her mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like It's like we were saying before. It's the opposite of love. She's thinking about her. She is paying her mind by even thinking to unfollow her.
Yeah.
This whole thing of like, there was a girl that I noticed really throwing it at the guy I'm dating, and I said to him like, "This girl likes you. It's clear, and it's crystal fucking clear to me." And there was a tinge of me being like annoyed that she knows that he has a girl, he's seeing someone, and she knows it's me, and yet she still went on to flirt with him. There's a little bit of like, that's disrespectful. Like,
but
how
maybe
dare
she
you?
Heard you say that you're cool with him fucking other girls.
Mm. I don't think she did. Yeah. But if she did, that there's a different thing. But no, but like when he would mention me around her, she would never say anything. The conversation would drop off. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She wouldn't acknowledge it.
Now, do you think though, if she was, but you said Miley Cyrus, you wouldn't care. There's mm-hmm. no part of you that's like competitive of like, oh, this person's more famous, this person's more successful, this person's prettier, then I don't want him. If I feel like I'm superior to the woman, then it doesn't bother me as much.
No, because there are women that are more talented than me that have liked my guy. And I just, of course, there's like, oh God, she's better at this stuff. But then I just go, is she a better hang? Is she, you know, there's more to that. If I'm going to, and he should feel the same way. Anyone who dates me, I'm going to be, have a chance at some pretty hot, talented people because of the profession I'm in. And if every single one of them, I go, I get a crush on every one of them and they threaten my relationship, then no one should be with me because that's going to happen all the time. Yeah. You have to trust the person that even though the person's more talented than you or hotter than you or skinnier, more sexy, that they have integrity. And that's
and you could always just give the old 3-2-1, you know, make them count to 3.
I go, you need to count to 3. 1, 2, it's punch and fence time. Okay. Let's take a break and come back with Why Do I Care?
No.
That was Why Do I Care?
Sports moment.
Oh, my God. It's Thursday.
I know. Time has flown. We also miss Mondays.
All right.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky, smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're back. It's time for Sports Moment.
Here's Andrew's weekly Sports Moment.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
What is it?
All right. Antonio Brown. Do you know who he is?
I've heard his name.
So he's a wide receiver in the NFL.
Okay.
He was literally top three receiver in the NFL. Okay. Unbelievable. Then...
I'll pretend like I know what a receiver is.
Wide receiver, they catch balls. Whatever.
On the side, because they're wide.
Yeah.
Like, so wide equals on the side?
So they're farther away from the quarterback.
Are they
so
usually bigger men, like wider as well?
No, they're usually skinnier, actually.
Okay, wide receiver, got it.
And the tight end is wider than the wide receiver.
And where are the tight ends? In the
closer.
Middle?
Tight. Oh. And they're like, tight on the end.
But they're on the end, though, still.
On the end of the line, the wide receiver is not on the line.
Oh, they're... God.
So okay. Anyhow...
This is why do I care?
Okay, yeah. So Antonio Brown. Okay, I'll just get to it. Says that his coach pressured him to play with a severe ankle injury and accuses the Bucs of an ongoing cover up to see their doctors. So this is what happened this past weekend. He's in the game. He also lied about getting a COVID vaccine, and he was suspended for 3 games. And he has a history of being in trouble. So it's a lot of like the boy that cried wolf. So now he's saying that he was on the sideline. He has an ankle injury. The coach goes up to him. We want you in the game. He goes, I can't, my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, stop being a pussy. We need you in the game.
Do we have footage of this? I mean, aren't they always being filmed on the sidelines? Can't we read some lips?
We haven't seen footage of this.
Okay.
It might come out.
Sure.
Apparently, there's text, of him telling that the coach knows that he has a shitty ankle.
Okay. Yeah, I would believe that any time any of the best players are injured in any way, they get a hangnail, the coach fucking knows.
Yeah.
Right?
You would think.
Okay.
Yeah. But a lot of times it's like, put a shot in it and shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. There's still that. Like
when I was on Dancing with the Stars. Fucking numb it up and go out there and let's win this.
So.
Or let's get kicked off first.
So he goes, I'm not going. He goes, okay, well. Now, Antonio Brown is claiming that he cut him right there. Now, he was already dealing with the...
Cut him.
Like, you're off the team. You're fired.
Oh.
So, Antonio Brown stands up, goes out on the field.
On a shitty ankle.
Takes off all...
His clothes?
his jersey, his shoulder pads.
Is there footage of this?
Yes, yeah. He's shirtless.
Is everyone going, what the fuck is happening?
Yes.
Did you see this live?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone's going fucking nuts. Security thinks he's a streaker. They didn't even like put it together because a couple of them didn't see that he's taking off all his fucking clothes.
Right.
He's not naked, but top off. And he's jogging around. So now everyone's like, well, your ankle's fine enough to do this dance. But it's obviously a different thing cutting and trying
to be. Wait, cutting from someone from the game or the team?
From the team.
Like, so, you kicked off my team?
Yeah. So he was claiming he was fired before he quit.
You can fire someone on the sidelines?
Well, you could tell them. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Is it up to only a coach to fire someone?
No, it could be. The coach makes the final.
Wouldn't the owner probably have a little bit of a say in it, too?
For sure. But at that point, so now everyone's going, at first they're going, well, he has a lot of mental disease. So a lot of people are saying like, oh, he has CTE. And they're jumping to all these conclusions like, oh, he's such a piece of shit. And then other people are like, wow, he's finally, someone's standing up to this fucking patriarchy of like, shut the fuck up and play. We're paying you a lot of money.
I don't know what patriarchy means, but go on.
Huh?
I don't think you understand what patriarchy means.
He thinks it's the football team, the Patriots.
Yeah, and they're under the archy over in St. Louis.
Patriarchy is about men. So
yeah.
You can't have a patriarchy within a male-dominated, like a solely male industry. You know
what I mean?
Because they're
all trainers that are women. Anyhow.
I mean, they would be able to talk about the patriarchy, but a man can't say he's tired of the patriarchy.
So what do we do?
This is maybe a
hierarchy.
A elitist
hierarchy.
There we
That's
go.
That's good.
There you go. Good.
So anyways, now people are questioning. Now, this guy also, there's a lot. He's been accused of sexual assault. He's a rapper on the side.
Oh, like, how dare he?
I know. That's the line. He's accused of sexual assault. He raps.
Okay.
No, but like he has a lot of like off-field, like he had a lot of off-field
situations.
So
where does the story end?
So the story ends with, do we believe it? Well, here's a question, right? If someone has repeated behavior that's apparently negative and they're lying, and it is like the boy that cries wolf, because then it's like, okay, so he's lied about all this shit. He's fucked up so many times.
Let's go to the x-ray.
Go to the x-ray.
Let's see the x-ray of his ankle. Let's see what's going on.
He has to show his ankle.
And show the receipt.
Show
the text
that he knows. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like...
But don't think a lot of people
Why
don't,
would you get cut for having a bad ankle? Or would you
well,
get cut for
cut
lying
for not going
about?
For lying, saying it's hurt more than it is, and
yeah,
not
going
in the game.
Yeah, this guy has had enough. Whoever cut him got enough of this guy's bullshit.
Yes.
And
he didn't want him on the team in the first place. Tom Brady vouched for him.
Well, that's what happens when you're a liar. You don't get trusted when you actually need help, potentially. And that's the fallout from being a fucking liar.
But this is what they do. They go, oh, we feel so bad for him. I hope we're here for Antonio. They spin it to make him seem like he's crazy. So then,
well, everyone's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Everything that you could ever say about someone is because of something going on in their brain that they did not choose to happen.
Yes.
So this is back to the Sam Harris thing of no free will. When someone shoots up, does a mass shooting, and they go to the autopsy and they see their brain and it's riddled with CTE, you go, that's because he had CTE. That wasn't his fault. Or if someone murders a bunch of people and they're declared insane, it's not their fault. They don't, they're not eligible for the death penalty. But literally anything you do is because something is going on in your brain that you don't know.
I know, but isn't it annoying that they get to then spin him as a liar and, oh, we feel bad for him and I hope he gets help. It's a way for them to
Who's
not
them?
Be responsible, the hierarchy. For them to go, oh, we didn't fire him. He's making shit up, whatever. Like,
well, they should have empathy for this maniacal liar. Because, I mean, that it's he... Even people that are so bad, like, they just... He can't help that he's a fucking liar and that he grew up with parents and a brain and a situation that made him into this person that has to continually lie and manipulate. Like,
well, the other thing too is they hired him.
It is a sickness. It is a just
are they
as much
coddling
of a,
him? Like, they won the Super Bowl last year. He was fine then. You know,
yeah.
he was in line then.
Yeah.
And now that he only has four touchdowns, he has a decent season going on.
Yeah.
They're already winning without him. Like, then they go, okay, so now you have issues.
Yeah.
Last season you didn't have issues. And also, do you keep him playing football to protect him? you know, from himself. You know what I mean? Like, because without this, like, sense of, like, passion and direction, is he going to go and fucking be really nuts? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's
oh, you keep him playing football to protect him? Yeah, no, I don't think they care about that. They're not, like, mitigating potential losses on the outside for other... Like, let's keep him away from hurting his partners by having him go to practice more. Yeah, no, yeah. They don't care about that. They don't give a fuck. Right? No. Let's get to Fanthrax. I'm going to have you count to three. Oh, I'm so excited to hear from you guys. What do we have today, Noah?
All right. Here's, we'll kick things off with a message from Stevie.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. My name is Stevie, and I've been wanting to call into the podcast almost every time there's something that you guys say that resonates with me or advice that I really take to heart. But finally, what's instigating my voicemail today is a mispronunciation that I had. I drive around a lot for work and was pulling into a neighborhood and checking in with the gate attendant there and gave the street name Pomela and was driving through the neighborhood after they let me in. And I saw the names on the streets were like Catherine Street and Jackie Street. And I realized it was Pamela Street, not Pamela. So that made me kind of feel pretty dumb. Pamela. And I hope you guys appreciate that. So anyways, love you guys. And Jack Turkey.
Jack Jerk Turkey?
I bet it was a Thanksgiving. Around Thanksgiving is when she loved that. Pamela.
You know what, though?
I don't hate it.
No. First of all, I kind of like how that sounds. Yeah. Also, why are all the streets named after, like, first names? That's kind of weird, too.
Jackie Street.
Yeah, that was weird.
No, you don't want to live on that street.
No. No one wants to live in that development.
Court? No.
Court. I know one guy named Court.
Oh, right? Court's a good name. I kind of like it.
Yeah. What about Stevie for a girl?
I love the name Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Yes, it's so good. It's such a cool... It's like Sheila. It's like an 80s, like, cool, badass chick wearing shoulder plaids in her blazer.
Yeah, I don't mind Pamela. I think... What was it? Pamela? Or
Pamela.
Pamela.
She called it Pamela.
Yeah, like Parmesan.
Yeah. Instead of street, she said saint, because she thought it was... like St. Louis. When you write St. Louis, is this the question you had? Where
St.
Like,
Louis is very annoying, and when you put it in the airplane thing on Southwest,
they go, it doesn't show up. You can't have apostrophes.
Doesn't show up,
or you can't have a punctuation. So the ST like period. Sometimes you just got to write ST.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to write the whole saint.
It won't show up.
That's bullshit.
It sucks. Maybe because of St. Croix. There are the other saints. I mean. I'm just saying, like, is that why?
I don't know.
Anyhow.
But STL. Wait, what were you going to say? Cool...
How do I write it?
How do you write it? Yeah.
ST.
You call our street. I'm not going to say we're our street, but you constantly mispronounce that.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is.
It's like my buddy has the last name L E M B O, and I say Limbo.
L E M B O?
L E M B O.
So it's Lembo, right?
Lembo.
Lembo, but you say Limbo?
Yeah. Like L I.
Yeah.
And I just consistently do it. Well, at first, so it's similar to our
street. What about in New York, Houston Street? You got to say Houston. At first, you say Houston.
Yeah, you definitely say Houston.
Yeah, and then it just becomes Houston. And you just never, there's one neighborhood in LA, though, that I cannot pronounce right.
Luigi's but why like did twitching. They do that with Houston? To be like
I think it's probably named after someone where their last name was pronounced Houston.
I think it's to be bougie. And not be Houston.
Houston, we have a problem because I don't know how.
It's like how people pronounce Lebanon.
Lebanon? Steve Lebanon? Stevie Lebanon? All right, Noah, what's the next one?
All right, here's one. He didn't leave a name but wants some advice.
Hey, Nikki, Noah, and Andrew. I love the podcast. I used to watch your Sirius XM and the UUP podcast, so I'm a big fan. I've recently decided that I want to cut back on how much I drink, specifically... drinking during the week. And so I read the first third of the Alan Carr book that you recommended. But if I'm honest, it just really do a whole lot for me. I feel like I didn't really get what he was getting at, and he just kind of talked in circles. And please don't be mad at me for saying that, because I know it's helped you and a lot of people. So I was just interested in hearing if you had any other resources or suggestions that had helped you. Also, what helped Andrew and Noah kind of get their drinking under control. I really liked how you talked about how it isn't liquid courage, because if it wasn't, firemen and police officers would be drinking it to go and do their job, but they don't. So that was really helpful and powerful. So thank you for that. And I love the podcast,
thanks.
And I'm going to keep listening, and I hope you get this voicemail.
Yes. Do you have anything for him? Because I know you didn't read the Alan Carr book. What has helped you? What?
I saw the cover. I think like
you read a third of the cover.
I read a third of the cover. I read Al. one bow. So I think that it depends how much he's drinking during the week. I think a lot of people justify it like, oh, it's just like,
I think this he's probably drinking enough to feel sick in the morning because otherwise it wouldn't be a problem.
Well, that's the thing. Like, just because you're not being sick in the morning, it still can be a sickness, I guess. I guess that's the advice I'd give him. Like, maybe it's not impeding on his life other than the fact that he just wants to stop, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think, like, you just got to – what I would do is I would write down what are the pros and what are the cons and literally write down, like, what am I getting out of this?
Because that's what the Alan Carr book is about anything you think you're getting out of it, he proves it wrong. So I would have liked to hear what this guy has to say of why he likes it, because obviously that the thing about it makes you courage, like it gives you social skills that you normally lack, and – having courage, that resonated, because it doesn't give you courage, it just makes you stupider. I think that something that that is not in that book that I would advise that's helped me for the other things I've quit without that book is when you do it, like, don't say you're not going to drink. Like, don't make these things of, like, I'm not drinking Monday through Thursday or Sunday through Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, don't have these black and white things. Just play it by ear. And when you want to have a drink during the week and you're feeling this like already like guilt bubbling up of like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Don't just do it. Just do what you want right now. Just truly do what you want and be like, I need this. I want this. I need it. I'm not hurting anyone. Like, I'm not choosing to do this because I want to hurt myself or anyone else. I clearly need this right now. And fucking just enjoy it and do what you want without any guilt. That to me, I think, is the true first step of cutting back, because the shame around drinking and the shame you feel when you have that first drink and then you go, well, if I had one, I already broke the seal. Let's fucking go wild. If you just are like, I just want it. And I just don't like, for me, quitting pot was the same way. I just like kept trying to like make all these rules for myself. Yes. And every time I would break one, I would feel so bad that I would just smoke all the pot and I would feel terrible. But when I first started just being like, I just want it and that's okay. Like, I'm not a bad person because I want to smoke a little weed right now. Like, I'm not doing it. This isn't because I want to like hurt anyone or even myself. I
just
want it.
So you take the power out of it.
You just take the shame out of it. Take this, just do it because you want to do it. And I swear to God, when you start getting in the habit, because you're not obviously ready to quit right now to the guy that was calling in. And that's fine. Like, you fucking need it still. And it will fall away when it's ready to if you take the shame out of needing it now, because there's nothing wrong with needing it right now.
The other thing, too, is, you know, when I was drinking, there'd be times where I'd get so fucked up on the weekends. Like, it sounds like he's a weekend warrior, too, because he's like, I'm not going to stop drinking on the weekends.
Yeah.
That you would want to drink on maybe a Monday or Tuesday, just a little bit, just to kind of soothe that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, your problem during the week could be stemmed from what you're doing on the weekend. So maybe if you could control the weekend a little bit, maybe it won't.
Not saving it all up for the weekend, because, like,
well, that's the other thing, too.
When you put the parameters, so just drink whenever the fuck you want. That's what I would tell this guy. It will go away when it's ready to. You're not ready to let it go. Mm-hmm. And that is so okay. Like, it's not time for you yet. And you'll know when it is. And I know that you even wanting, like, you know, sniffing around it and being like, what is this? And reading the book and, like, being interested. You're obviously, it's eventually going to be there for you. But it isn't now. I wish that someone would have given me that advice with pot. Because I've just spent years hating myself overusing it when I knew I wanted to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just fucking enjoying the fact that I was doing it, because I wasn't ready. And it fell away as soon as I let go of the shame of doing it. I swear to God, it didn't take long for me to just laugh at yourself and go, well, I guess I need this, and let yourself have it, because there's no point in doing it if you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I didn't quit drinking. You know, a lot of people are like, what's your rock bottom? I didn't quit after fucking having 50 shots and doing making a guy count to three.
For some people, rock bottom is the moment where you realize it's done.
I'm just saying, but for me, what happened was, like you said, it wasn't really that big of a deal. I didn't feel a ton of shame around drinking. I was just tired of it. I wasn't giving it anything. I quit after having literally a half of a tall boy Coors Light.
Yeah.
That was the last time I ever drank.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, what am I doing? I'm tired. I'm more tired.
Yes.
I'm just like, it's not really doing anything for me.
Really,
I'm not going out. I'm not fucking like raging. Like
It will be easier than you think to quit when you're actually ready to do it.
Yeah.
And when I quit my eating disorder behavior, it was not easy. It was a struggle, and it was never like. But the thing is, I was ready to do it. I just knew I was ready, and I knew I didn't have an option. This guy that's called in, you seem like you're not at a point where you're like, I'm out of options. You didn't hit like a gross bottom. You don't seem like you're tired of it yet because you want to try to still like do it on the weekend. Just don't do any rules for yourself for now. Like for now, dude, truly enjoy it and with no judgment of yourself, because I have no judgment of you wanting to drink during the week. Don't make rules for yourself. No rules. That is, I want you to try that out and get back to me and see what happens. And it truly, because there's no point in drinking if you're not going to enjoy it. Like, just stop this. If you're doing something right now that you feel bad about, overeating, smoking pot, whatever you're doing that you know you shouldn't, just enjoy it. Because there's going to be a time where you don't do it and you're going to miss it. So just enjoy it right now. Why lump shame onto it?
And here's the thing. I still miss it. It's not like it goes away either. Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of people think, oh, you quit. And it's like, oh, you did it. It's like, I still have these same exact thoughts. I still fucking sometimes want to just get fucking hammered on the weekend. And like,
yeah.
I could just do it. You know,
but like, you have so much behind you to prove that that's not going to bring
But that's also another thing that I hate about sobriety sometimes is like
the keeping. Streak.
Because there's shame behind that. So that's like another thing of like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you wanted to drink someday, I would not. If you told me I drank last night, I would literally go, oh, okay, so what? And I would still let you say that you were sober and that you had years. I wouldn't give you shit because
I know.
The second that's the you one start thing. Being feeling bad about something is the second you're going to use it all the more. Let's get to final thoughts. And what's our last Fanthrax?
Okay, last Fanthrax is from Cora.
Hey, Nikki. I was listening to your podcast late last night while I couldn't sleep, and I heard you guys talking about men's vulnerability when they're horny, and it reminded me of this guy I talked to for a while. I was drunk one night with friends and wanted to prove this very thing, so I decided to text him and lightly flirted with him. This turned into an easy way to get attention from a guy without actually having to see him or hook up with him. I told him multiple times that I'd hook up with him, which even prompted him to come to my parents' house and wait outside for 30 minutes as I told him I didn't want to sneak out of my house.
Oh my God.
We talked for almost 2 years, and the only reason it ended was when I started dating my current boyfriend. Recalling that experience reminded me of that weird female sense of empowerment and control. I'm so sad I missed your Denver show, especially considering it was your special taping, but I hope to see you whenever you come back to Colorado. I love you and your podcast, and you are by far the best dating show host, and you added so much needed intelligent humor to the show. I hope y'all are doing well, and thank you for the sense of friendship you've created with your fans. Love y'all.
She like read it like a letter, dude.
I love
she
when they write it out. Oh. It's so sweet. I've done that so many times of where I just like... I don't know
edging,
if it's about the
edging the guy.
It's not about the control, which I like that she was like in control there. Sometimes it's for me where I've gotten a guy to like be like, I'll go there, and then they show up and you're like, oh, I'm not like my vagina might be weird, or like I'm too nervous to hook up or whatever. Like I just make a lie and I'm like, I can't because my dog is sick or whatever. But it's about just wanting to get the attention of like someone would. And like I just want to keep it. I want to keep intimacy away. I just want to keep it on text.
Now, and do you think that's leading someone on? Like, is that something negative with that to lead someone on?
Yeah.
Even if maybe they're getting off on being led on.
I feel like this guy did not.
The guy's waiting.
He was not
her
invited
house
to go over to her house because I feel like he probably just showed up, which then that's not on her. Yeah. But if she were like, come over, and then, you know what? If she If she did that knowing she was going to turn him down, yeah, that kind of sucks. But I've done it where I'm like, yeah, I want to do it. And then it like,
well, yeah, that's a different thing.
And you're like, yeah. No, oh my God. That's always my biggest fear is that I'm going to start hooking up with someone and I'll think I'm into it. And then in the middle of it, I'll stop wanting it. And then I'll keep doing it out of like feeling bad.
But there's also something to it where it's like, she obviously writes well. Like yeah. There's gotta be like a feeling of like dopamine of like getting this person to do just from my words. You yes. know what I mean? I mean, that's kind of sexy in a way.
It's like, so sexy.
I made this guy wait 30 minutes because I used the right like emoji.
Oh, and it's so scary that, you know what's so scary is when you get a guy so, like there are times where with the guy I'm seeing now, I will, and I probably talked about this before, I will not want him to finish mm-hmm. because I won't want to lose that energy that I have cultivated from him yes. being horny. And I know as soon as he comes, his like interest in me in that way will be faded. Like when we were in Hawaii, like we hooked up one night before we went to dinner and I was like, dude, I don't want you to finish. Cause I wanted him to be like all over me at dinner. Like I wanted that, like,
but then he started fucking his chicken.
I just never
I could see him just like fucking the mashed potatoes cause he gotta come.
No, he started fucking one of the fish because you know, COVID knows.
Couldn't smell it.
Noah, do you relate to that? Like knowing that when guys come, they're just not going to be as like hands all over you. And it's almost like Christmas oh, yeah. Eve. Like I never want Christmas to end.
Right.
I never want the good, the yeah. anticipation to end.
There is something.
I don't
that's
want
to come. That's what I think Cora was getting at. Like she just enjoyed the guy having the hots for her, but she didn't mm-hmm. want to really reciprocate. And it was on him to just stop.
Because it will go away.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for that guy a little bit because I do think like then it's like the next time someone like I don't know it's just gonna it's gonna hinder
things that are
yeah I know it's gonna hinder him though from like having tried it's gonna
maybe he can learn from that and you know be a little less aggressive 30 minutes
like don't keep your car running
I mean
yeah
it's tricky though because I have trust issues by guys coming and then being disinterested in me and not just, you know, not touching me all over at dinner, but like truly being like, I don't want to be with you anymore.
I do know
because all of this was based, me saying I wanted to be with you was all based on the fact I wanted to fuck you. And now mm-hmm. I got to, and it's just like, I don't like you anymore. And I just go, what?
There is something about like that first texting too. That's like the sexting and like,
before you have sex, it is so fucking hot.
And then even, it is so but even hot. Like the month of like, then no, the we're going to fuck again.
Honeymoon period is just so,
like
so
if I
good.
Wrote a sex to Brenna right now, she'd be like, are you, is something happened?
Is this for someone else? Yeah. Because this is not our vibe.
Yeah. Our vibe is, did you like fucking put the boxes away?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute. You know, like, but
yeah, it used to be,
but maybe I should spice it up like that again somehow. And, but maybe tell her.
Well, today I was going through Instagram or I just pulled it up and there was a video of Chris on his morning show that came up.
Yeah.
Juggling. And I was just like, and I was like, oh my God, that guy's so fucking hot. Like my first thing was like, who the fuck is that? And I wrote to him. I was like, it is such a nice surprise to be like, my mouth was agape at how hot this guy was. And then I realized he's the guy that I'm seeing. Like it was such a good feeling that, and there's been times where I've told him like, I see pictures of him just like that, or I'll see like him at a store where we've like kind of moved up and he'll try on a shirt. And so he'll be, and I'll go like, whoa, that guy's hot. Or I see him on Instagram or whatever. And I go, it makes me go like, who's that guy? And I go, I want you just to know though, like if I do have that response to a guy, like I'm not going to like attempt to like hook up with that person.
Yes.
I had to assuage his fears of like me not trying to fuck him in a situation.
That's
like,
so I'm funny.
Like,
I'm not going to fuck you behind your back.
Yes. He was like, I appreciate you saying that because a little part of me is like, why is she getting so turned on by people she thinks are other people?
Yesterday, because I went to Brenna's work, I got a facial and...
And you came out of the place and then you saw her.
Well, no,
like,
she was working
shit.
There. She's like behind the desk and like, yeah. I'm like, God, I want to fuck this receptionist. Like, and like, she was like going through like the list of like, because I had to fill out some forms. She's like, fill out these forms. I'm like... I was like, is there a janitor? I literally said, is there a janitor class here? Because, like, I was so fucking turned on yesterday.
That's so great.
Like, it was, sometimes you got to see your partner outside of, mm-hmm. Like, your daily shit. Ugh. Like, you got to, like,
that's a big,
it's like when you see your own reflection in a mirror. What was that, Noah?
What Andrew just said is a big point that Esther Perel makes. Yeah. Just to see your partner in like other worlds.
Oh my God. I have been fucking loving Esther Perel's podcast, Where Should We Begin? I've listened to it so much. It is just couples counseling sessions. And the one that I listened to yesterday that I really recommend is like, let me just look at it so people can check it out, because it was so, I want to know what people think about this girl. I don't mean to be mean, but that was the name of the episode. I don't mean to be mean, but, and I mean, all of them are so good, but they're not couples she's been seeing for a long time. It's one off deals. She doesn't see them again. It's just one session, and it's and in this session, she kind of loses her cool and she gets sucked into their relationship and starts kind of like acting like the girl. At one point she realizes like she's yelling at the girl for being dismissive of the guy and bossing him around. And she goes, in that moment, she's like, you know, commentating on her therapy. And she's like, in this moment, I realized what I was telling her not to do, I was doing directly to her. Sometimes as a therapist, you think you are getting through to them. Like, it's interesting to hear a therapist talk about being a therapist.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't know there was like, it's like a movie when they like have directorial.
Yes, it's, like, and she's so good. You got to check it out. So it's Where Should We Begin? Esther Perel, E-S-T-E-R Perel. And that's, I don't mean to be mean, but is the episode. So we'll see you tomorrow on the Monday on the show. Don't be cool out there. And Jack.
Be nimble, Jack be quick.
Oh, that one is good.
There's two. I should have saved the other second one.
No, Jack be quick doesn't work on its own. Or will it on Monday? We shall see.
One bell.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.